Hello everyone, Sally Abbott here and welcome to the May issue of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. The magazine cover this month shows Norwich's 15th century picturesque landmark, Paul's Ferry, viewed from the River Wensum, looking through the arch with the round tower on the right. The picture evokes an atmosphere of springtime. Neutral tones of the flint and stone Watergate building, topped with the pale terracotta tiled roof, sits beautifully amidst the indigo blues of the sky and water and the fresh greens of the trees and shrubs which can be seen through the arch and on either side of the riverbank. I always look forward to May. There's a real buzz around the county at this time of year, especially when the Norfolk and Norwich Festival gets into full swing. To help you get planning for this year's event, we've picked out some must-sees. Then, with a focus on gardens, we look ahead to July when the Royal Horticultural Society will be holding its first ever garden show at Sandringham and hear what's planned for some of the eagerly anticipated show gardens. Katie Pierce has a conversation with Amy Wolsey, known to her thousands of Instagram followers as Chicks and Veg, about her West Norfolk plot. We also catch up with Norfolk's own miniature hero, Shetland pony Jack Brock, who has inspired a second book. And as Norwich has been named the Sunday Times Best Place to Live 2026, being praised for its blend of historic character, urban buzz and livability, we bring reasons to love Norwich. As George Borrow accurately described it, a very fine city indeed. Our readers this month are Caroline Aldrey, John Francis, Julie Benfield and Kevin Ford. Right, let's get started.